This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's Obehave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your Obehave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Now, I want you to take a look at your yard. Do you LOL love our lawn or raise a paw? Do you need some SOS? Save our sod! Help is here. Our show today, we have a pair of pet-loving lawn care experts. They are Jill Pierce from Do My Own Company, based in Georgia. And yes, the Richard Karn, yeah, Al Borland, TV's favorite handyman actor from the hit show Home Improvement. They're teaming up and they're helping our yards. Welcome, welcome, Jill and Richard.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on.
Thanks for having us.
I have one more bad one. We're going to go with the mow today. We're going to go with the mow, okay?
Go with the mow.
Hey, we're going to find out what Richard Karn and Jill Pierce are up to when it comes to our lawns after we take this quick break. So sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. Obehave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Obehave!
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest today, as mentioned, our actor, Richard Karn, from the Home Improvement series. And from Do My Own Company, we have Jill Pierce. So, Jill, you're up first. DoMyOwn.com. Tell us about it, because you've been there 17 out of the 20 years I was doing my homework.
That is true. That is true. I was actually their first employee. I've been here the whole time. So,
wow.
Yeah. Do My Own is a great company. We offer professional grade products direct to homeowners, and then we teach them how to use them so that they are effective and they're doing a great job. And we teach them how to use them safely.
And probably save a little money too, right?
That's right. That's right. A lot of people choose to do their own lawn care for numerous reasons. I choose to do my own lawn care just because I don't believe anybody's going to love my lawn the way that I do. And, you know, just like you guys, I have pets that I take outside. So I want to make sure the products that I'm applying are being applied safely and directly the way that the manufacturer intends. So, yeah, that's why I choose to do my own lawn care. I know people do it to save money too. And that's definitely a deciding factor for a lot. But, you know, I love my pet.
Well, you also are a smart company because, you know, Richard Karn's pretty well known and he is like our favorite handyman. But I know you're not pushing a mower right now, Richard, but what made you say, I want to team up and be, what is your title? You are Chief
Solutions Officer.
Woo, salute.
How can you turn that down? You know, I mean, that's got a lot of oomph to it.
It does. It does. It does. So do you have a lawn yourself, Richard?
I have a lawn. I have a yard. I grew up with a yard, you know, so I'm kind of, you know, do your own is life.
It is.
Or it should be. You know, you don't want other people, you know, taking care of everything for you. So when you get the chance, and the doyourown.com website helps you figure out your plan, how to figure out what lawn you have. A lot of people don't know. if they have a fescue or a bluegrass or whatever, you know, so you got to start with that, knowing that, and then you can work out from there. You can figure out what pesticides or what fertilizers go with your grass and your area.
Well, I understand you all did a little survey. I flipped the figures a bit to make it even more that 3 out of 4 people in a survey really aren't real happy with their lawns. Is that right, Jill?
That is true.
We need to have good lawns in America.
Yeah, we have people every single day that are reaching out to us. They're calling us or emailing us or sending us pictures of their lawn to show us why they're not happy. And then we have a team that can help curate a really good program for their specific needs to get the lawn looking exactly the way they want. I know when I moved into my house, I had more weeds than I did grass, and it was intimidating to get started, you know? And so I did exactly what I'm telling other people to do. And I went directly on our website, started looking for the exact product that I needed, got those home, and then made my husband apply them.
Well, that is a honeydew. And speaking of honeydews, Richard, I mean, you've been in front of America making us laugh for many, many years. How handy really are you in real life, especially with lawn care?
You know, I am pretty handy, but, you know, there are things that I will not do. You know, I'm not going to change out the solenoid on my dishwasher. I just can't figure that one out. But, you know, with the lawn, what's really cool is that this information is right there at your fingertips. And if you don't know, you can ask them. You can, you know, in real time, you can live chat with people to figure out, you know, look at this patch of grass. I'm going to send you a picture. Why is that happening?
I like that.
And they can help you. Now, there is a product that you might have to buy. Is like you take a soil sample and send it in, and they'll tell you what nutrients are not happening yet. You know, and that gets very technical, but it's also more information, more knowledge. And that's something you might have to pay for. But all the other information that we can give you is, you know, free and
like
in the
that.
Moment if you want it. Yeah.
And let's get to the lawn and the dog, because this is a pet show. I scoop the poop every day. I don't want any landmines under my sneakers. I have 2 dogs. I think, Jill, you said you had a couple dogs. And I know, Richard, you have been a lifetime advocate of pets. You've helped out charities. What does poop and pee from a dog do to a lawn?
I guess it depends on what size of dog, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ammonia in that, you know, but, you know, there are going to be spots where you're going to find out from the manure or the urine from your pets, and you have to deal with that. You just have to figure out, can you please go somewhere else? Don't always use this one spot.
You could definitely have them to sell it there.
How do you make it work, Jill, for your dogs? What kind of dogs do you have?
So I have a miniature schnauzer that's Remington, and okay. He's 2. And I have a Pomeranian Chihuahua mix. Her name is Emma. She's 18.
I have an Emma.
Wow.
You have an Emma too?
Yeah, it's a mini poodle Chihuahua. You have to call her Emma my Gemma now.
I did.
Are we sisters from a different mister?
That's possible. Very possible. But in my yard, I don't know how you guys do it, but I actually have birds of prey out here. So I'm out there with my dogs.
I am too.
I walk them to different areas so they're not just using the same area over and over and over again, because you're going to end up with yellowing or dead spots if you let your pet always go in the same area. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You got to do it. And you got to pick up the poop. You just got to have it. You got
to do it. Yes, you have to scoop the poop. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
That's good for your, you know. But what about the other aspect? Because the pets are out there. Hopefully they're on flea and tick medications and things like that. But in our grass, there's some critters going around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Each one of you, what's something you don't like in your yard? What's one of the pests you want to get rid of? We'll start with Jill first and then Richard.
I'm in Georgia. So here we have fire ants. And they both bite and sting, and they can be quite problematic. So that's the biggest pest that I deal with here. And I want to make sure when I'm dealing with it, that I'm doing it in a way that's safe for my pets. So I make sure my pets are in the house, and then we apply the treatment, let it dry completely.
Good.
And then our dogs are safe to go back outside again. And that's really key. Remove them from the area when you're doing the treatment.
Yes.
Let it dry completely. And then they're welcome to go back. And then if it rains, it doesn't reconstitute. And now it's a whole problem again. Once it's bound down to the soil, you're done. So that's really the goal.
Awesome. How about you, Richard? What's your number one pest you want to get rid of in a yard?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I'm in California. So we have predators. We have coyotes and bobcats and things like that. So you want to be careful about that, obviously. But as far as your lawn is concerned, there might be some type of a fungus or mushroom that grows and is not something that they should be eating, even though it looks like, you know, a nice little knob for them to chew on.
Well, that's good. And what makes you love pets so much? Because I understand you're a guy that'll step up when there's a rescue or a shelter that needs having a charity event. Do you want to go ahead and tell us a thing you've done recently? Or
I think it's just, you know, they love you. Yeah, you know, no strings attached. I know that we're feeding you, but still, they are right there and very protective, you know.
Right.
Especially of the ones that they see every day.
That's right.
You know, this is a learned love.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break and be back talking to Richard Karn and Jill Pierce from Do My Own. But you know the drill. Sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages. We wear fur, and we're damn proud of it.
What?
And our four legs.
And our tail.
And we go to the bathroom outside. Well, we may not be too proud of that. Sniff around, then mark your spot right here. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, this is Catherine Teigel, and you are listening to Miss Arden Moore on Obehave on Pet Life Radio. Tune in for more fantastic ideas and tips for your dogs and cats and pets.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Yep, Al Borland's in the house, a.k.a. Richard Karn. And with him is Jill Pierce from Do My Own Company. Now, I've seen you on commercials in Dallas. So I live in Dallas, and I'm like, I know this dude. That's Al Borland. What was the best part of playing Al Borland? And now Tim's got a new show, Shifting Gears. Is there a chance that your character might make a cameo? Jay Leno did it.
I know he did. They share cars. Yeah, you know, that's a deep male bond right there. But I was on his other show, Last Man Standing, a couple of times. And if they get picked up, they're still waiting, you know, for the pickup for the second season.
I hope they do get it. Yeah.
I did too. You know, it's fun. It's always fun to watch Tim. And then a couple of years ago, Tim and I did another show on the History Channel, together, which was a lot of fun, where we didn't have to play Al and Tim. We got to play Richard and Tim, which was a nice change.
So who of the two of you is actually more handy, Tim or you, on home projects?
We both have our strengths.
Oh, come on,
you
diplomat.
Know, and I'm not around Tim at his house all the time. I don't know if he's changing out light switches or...
But you can. Right.
But I can, you know, and I've learned to turn off the electricity. There's a learning curve there.
So, Jill, what'd you feel when you found out that Do My Own Company said, we're going to have a celebrity teaming up with you? What'd you think? Were you a Home Improvement fan?
Absolutely. I absolutely was. I grew up watching it. I have an adult daughter now. She grew up watching it because I grew up watching it and her dad grew up watching it.
Man, I'm old. I'm really old, aren't I?
No, you are ageless. Oh. You are ageless.
Well, my son was born the first season and he's 33 now.
Oh, well, you and I have something in common, Richard. Your dad and my brother were CBs.
Oh, my dad was a CB.
Oh, come on. You got the dog.
Absolutely.
You got a CB. Guys, we are related. We are related.
Yeah.
But that was a very honorable position in the Navy. And my brother did it for 20 years. And your dad did it during World War II, right?
Yes, he did. He did. And they don't know what to do with CBs because they're not sailors, but there's still a hierarchy that they have to follow. But, you know, they get out there and they build the latrines, the bridges, the places where people are going to sleep, you know, in the field. So it's a big service.
That's right. They clear the path.
So do you guys for yards, some dogs like to dig, 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 dig. Do you guys have any kind of solutions so we can save our lawn and not get the dogs to dig all the way down? What can we do?
You know, that's hard unless you're just hovering over them.
There's a couple of things that we have found that actually kind of work.
Okay.
One is there are repellents that you could use that are specifically made for this, and they have some ingredients that don't taste good and they don't smell good to animals. So that's
one. But they're still safe. Yeah.
They are safe. They're made from food ingredients, actually, believe it or not. And like capsaicin, so like peppers, stuff like that. So it's an uncomfortable experience if they get into it. Another one that is kind of funny, but it works, and I've had a lot of people tell me that it works, is that they dig a hole and they put the pet waste in it and bury it, and then the pets don't want to dig there anymore.
Yeah, you don't want to dig where you poop. Nope. Just don't put the cat's litter there, right? Because that's like a nugget. Yeah. That's chewy and good.
But their own poop. Their own waste. Yes, it works. It does. I've tried it at my own house. I've had a lot of customers tell me that they've tried it and it works.
All right. So what's up for you next, Richard? Can you give us any tip on what you're going to be doing next? You've been on a lot of shows. You've hosted Family Feud.
I know. Well, if you go on the Do My Own website, you know, I've got some helpful DIY tips.
Awesome.
You know, so we've done that. And that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
You know, helping people figure out what they need to do. So, and then there's always something around the corner, you know, another Christmas movie or theater job. You know, I'm retired till I work.
Jill and Emma, her dog, probably would love a little bit part in something.
I like to think I have that kind of power.
Why did you get into acting? Seriously, I don't know what your plans were when you were a little kid. Were you going to be a cowboy? Were you going to be a dentist? I don't know. What got you into acting?
I don't either. I just kept falling into it. It was something fun to do. I felt comfortable on stage. And I didn't think about all of the ramifications of what that as a lifetime job would mean. It, you know, when you're making these decisions at 17, 18, 19, you don't have that foresight necessarily. But it just kept working out and I kept pursuing things and it would lead to the next thing and lead to the next thing. And, you know, my early career was all built on, yes, I'll do that. Yes, I'll go to Indiana for $100 a week and help you out with your playwrights conference. And that's where I met the producers of Home Improvement, you know, just by chance.
Really? Where in Indiana? Where? Because I'm from Indiana.
New Harmony, Indiana.
Oh,
down
I know
in the
that.
Corner, down by the Wabash.
Oh, my gosh. So you said yes to something little and it turned out something big.
Yeah, pretty much.
What about you, Jill? I mean, you've been with Do My Own for 17 years. I'm just curious, have you ever been on stage, even in a school play?
I have not been on stage. I have been on the radio before.
Okay.
I have written some news articles, but this is the first time I'm doing anything on camera.
This is your video audio debut on Oh Behave on Pet Life Radio. What do you think so far? You got the bug?
Well, we might start writing that Lawn Care the Musical.
There you go.
You heard it here first on Oh Behave. That's so funny.
I can see the choreography with all the John Deere.
All right, guys. How do we find out more about your company, Jill?
You're going to go straight to domyown.com and you will find all of the information and resources at your fingertips.
All right. And parting messages, each one of you, who wants to go first?
Well, parting messages is that when you go on this website, it's free. It's not going to cost you anything for all of that information. We have products that we can sell you if you need them. But for the most part, if you are looking for answers to your questions, just go on there. It'll help you out a lot.
Absolutely.
I like it. You specialized in a niche. Yes. Go ahead, Jill.
Yeah. So I have a team of experts standing there waiting to help you at all times. They help write the content that you find on the website and they get tons of training, 6 months of continuing education every year. So they are ready to go and ready to help at all times. So you just let us know when you need help.
Last question. What is a quality that dogs have that you wish you had? I'm going to put you on the spot first, Jill. What's something a dog can do that you wish you could do? Please don't say eat poop.
No, that's not on the list. I wish I could sleep as much as my dogs sleep. I'm like 3 hours and done. My dogs are like 16 hours. I wish I had that feat.
What about you, Richard? What's a dog quality you wish you had?
Well, I don't have a lot of time left. I don't want to sleep it away. But, you know, trust that is earned.
I mean, obviously it
has to be earned. But, you know, that trust that they have. And they know that you're going to love them back and feed them and all that. So I love the fact that they are there.
I do too. I have Kona, who teaches pet first aid with me, with an orange tabby named Casey. Yes, I teach a class with a dog and a cat. And I have little Emma, my Gemma, who stays home and eats snacks while we're teaching our classes. So I feel pretty darn lucky.
Well, it's funny how pet names just grow. You know, there's always an addition to the name because our Lola became Lola Bean.
Lola Bean. What kind of dog was Lola?
Well, she was a rescue. She was a kind of a combination of a terrier and a pug kind of thing. 12 pounds and just full of life and full of zoomies.
That's what you call a canine cocktail.
Yes, exactly. Kind of like me, you know, I'm like all over the map.
All right. Well, thank you both for being on the air. We really hope you had a little fun. Your acting debut, Jill, you didn't act because you're telling the straight skinny, but how did you feel being in front of that camera?
A little awkward, but I'm glad I did it.
And Richard, I really appreciate and I applaud everything that you do. I loved Home Improvement.
Thank you.
And all right, I'm going to say it. You were my favorite host on Family Feud. I can suck up now. The show's over.
Well, I know. And I only got to do it for 4 years. It was really fun. You know, once I decided to do it, I had a great time.
That's cool. That's cool. Hey, at this time, I want to do a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. We are the number one pet radio network on the planet. Maybe we'll get to Mars someday. Who knows? Who knows? I also want you to check out my site, ardenmore.com. Do my YouTube, please. I got 1.4 million views. Woohoo! And they're not all my relatives. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2-3-4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.